B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A+. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A+ way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, because here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H. I want A+ English.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A+ English. I'm Pat.
I'm Kathy.
Today, we're looking at this month's literature article. It's The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. Now, I've not read this book, so I'm interested to find out what happens.
Well, if you've not read it, do you know any stories about the sea? What are they?
Well, one of my all-time favorite books ever in the world is mostly about the sea.
Wow.
It's Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, which of course is an adventure story. It's the best pirate story. It's like the first best ultimate pirate ever written. They spend a lot of time on the sea going to the island and have various adventures. So I would say that one. Do you know any others?
Well, there's one called The Story of Moana, a tale of courage and adventure. It was brought to the big screen in 2016 and became a craze among children.
Right. It was the Disney movie, Moana, of course. Okay, so there are many stories about the sea, but we're looking at The Old Man and the Sea today. Let's read through the first day of our story to see what happens.
The Old Man and the Sea. Warm-up question. Do you know any stories about the sea? What are they?
Santiago is an old fisherman. In the last 84 days, though, he didn't catch a single fish. His partner is Manolin, a young boy. Santiago is teaching Manolin about fishing. Manolin's parents don't approve of their relationship.
Santiago is too unlucky,
they say.
You should find a better master to learn from.
Manolin doesn't care, though. He helps Santiago because he likes the old man and feels bad for him. They eat together and talk about baseball. Santiago feels down, but he won't give up. He is confident and believes one day soon his luck will turn around.
Word power!
Catch. 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 Caught. Caught. Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish. Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish. Master. Master. Magnus is a master at the game of chess. He almost never loses. Magnus is a master at the game of chess. He almost never loses. Care. Care. Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time. Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time. Confident. Confident. Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job. Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job.
认识智慧.
Approve of something or somebody. Relationship. Unlucky. Luck.
The story begins by saying Santiago is an old fisherman.
文章一开头说圣地亚哥是一位老渔夫。同学们学过 fish 这个字，在后面加上一个部分变成 fisherman, 就是渔夫了。
We see that in the last 84 days though, he didn't catch a single fish.So maybe he's not a very good fisherman. Well, here's our first word power word for the article. It's the verb catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch. Now, the past tense and PP form of this verb is, they're both caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, caught. So the form is catch, caught, caught. Let's find out what the word means. The word catch here means to trap.Some kind of animal so that you can eat it or keep it or sometimes just let it go. Catching fish is a common use of this word, but people also catch other animals to eat, such as deer or birds or other things. We also set traps to catch and then get rid of mice and rats and other things that we don't want in our house.Here's an example sentence for the word catch. Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish. Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish.
Catch 这个字呢就是捕抓。课文例句说呢，每天早上渔夫呢就会开船出去捕鱼。那圣地亚哥呢，他是一位老渔夫，但是课文告诉我们，在过去的84天里面，他一只鱼都没有捕到哦。而 single 这个字呢，有单身的意思，这里则是单一个或是单个的意思。An old fisherman who hasn't caught any fish in the last 84 days.
Yep.
Maybe it's because he is too old. Does he have anyone to help him?
Well, yes, he doesn't have to go out to fish on his own.、Mm-hmm. We see in the article that his partner is Manolin, a young boy.
Ah, so he does have a helper.、文章告诉我们说圣地亚哥并不是单打独斗的钓鱼。他的伙伴叫做马洛林，是一个年轻的男孩。
The article also says Santiago is teaching Manolin about fishing.
文章接着说圣地亚哥呢正在教马洛林钓鱼。
However, not everyone thinks Manolin should go to fish with Santiago. The article says Manolin's parents don't approve of the relationship, of their relationship. The phrasal verb approve of means to like something, to think something is good and the right thing to do.Now, if you don't approve of something, then you don't like it, and you wish it would stop.
但是这里说马洛林的父母却不赞同他与这个老渔夫圣地亚哥的关系。Approve of something or somebody, 赞同、赞许。例如呢 ,her father will never approve of her marrying such a poor man. 他的父亲绝对不会赞成他嫁给这样穷的一个人。So what is it that Manolin's parents don't approve of?
Well, they don't approve of Manolin and Santiago's relationship. A relationship is the way that two people are connected, whether that's a friendship, a family relationship, a professional relationship at work, or anything, even a romantic one between a guy and a girl or whatever. In this case, it's the relationship between a master...and someone who is learning from him. It's kind of like teacher-student.
这里我们看到说马诺林的父母不赞同他与圣地亚哥这种师徒制的关系。Relationship 这个名词的意思是从 relation 这个字延伸来的，就是关系。那通常后面会加上 between 来做使用。例如 ,the children learned about the relationship between the moon and the tides.孩子们弄懂了月球与潮汐的关系。So why don't Melonian's parents approve of
it? Well, we see that、they say, or we can see in the article, we've got some speech, Santiago is too unlucky, they say.、If someone is unlucky, they have bad luck. Bad things happen to them even though it's not their fault.
马路林的父母说圣地亚哥太倒霉了，太不幸运了。 Lucky 是幸运的意思，前面加上 UNN 就变成不幸的，倒霉的。有一个同样意思的片语大家可以学起来，叫做 to be out of luck， 和 unlucky 意思是一样的。
Here's another thing Manolin's parents think. The article says, you should find a better master to learn from. Again, this is their speech, something they say. Should is a word we use to give advice, to tell others what we think is the right thing to do.
而且马路林的父母还跟他说，你应该找一个更好的高手来学习钓鱼哦。Should 就是应该，当一个人觉得一件事情是正确的，就会建议某人应该做什么，这时候呢就会用到这个单字。例如 You should do as she says， 你应该照她的去做。
Now in that sentence we also saw the word master, M-A-S-T-E-R, master, which I did mention when we talked about the relationship between Santiago and Manolin. So let's look at the word master, which is a noun and the second of today's word power words.A master is someone with a lot of knowledge about something. Someone could be a master chess player, a master musician, a master artist, or anything like that. They're really good at this particular skill. A master often teaches other younger people in order to pass on their knowledge, pass on what they've done and how to do things well. Here's an example. Magnus is a master at the game of chess.He almost never loses. Magnus is a master at the game of chess. He almost never loses.
课文例句这边说呢， Magnus 是西洋棋的专家，他比赛几乎没有输过。这里的 master 就是高手、专家、大师的意思，也有呢主人的意思。像大家你有看过这个阿拉丁神灯里面的 genie 就会叫阿拉丁 master。 那 master 也有精通的意思，例如 Russian is a difficult language to master， 俄语是门难以精通的语言。 Master 可以用在像是乐器啦或是语言上，任何一种专业能力上面。
So that's the situation, and it doesn't seem so great for Manolin. The next paragraph says, Manolin doesn't care though. So let's look at the word care, C-A-R-E, care, which is a verb and our next word power word.Let's check it out. If you care about something, then you feel strongly about it. Usually, it means you think it's important and you want to keep it safe, see it become a success, or something like that. If you don't care about a thing, then it doesn't really mean anything to you. You're not interested in what happens to it. Here's an example. Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time.Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time.
课文例句这里说呢， Steve 很关心动物们，而且总是设法帮助他们。那对于马路林的父母这样说，他自己是怎么想的呢？文章说马路林并不在乎， care 就是在乎、介意或是关心的意思。所以在这样的情况之下，马路林可能会说 I don't care what they say.我不在乎他们怎么说。 So why doesn't Manolin care that San Diego is unlucky and doesn't catch fish?
We see in the article that he helps Santiago because he likes the old man and feels bad for him.
原来马路林帮助圣地亚哥是因为他喜欢这位老人，而且为他感到难过，所以他对这位老渔夫很有感情。
Next, the article says they eat togetherand talk about baseball.
文章说他们一起吃饭和讨论棒球。 Talk about 这个片语意思是谈论。
The article continues, Santiago feels down, but he won't give up. If you feel down, you feel sad. You're not in a good mood. You're not happy about your life and the way things are.
Down 这个字同学学过，意思是下面。那这里的 down 是形容词，指的是不高兴的、沮丧的意思。造个句子， I've been feeling down since I lost my job. 自从失去工作之后，我的情绪一直处于低潮。文章说圣地亚哥觉得很沮丧， 但是他不会放弃。Despite this, he doesn't give up.
That's right. To give up means to stop doing what you're doing. You quit, basically. Santiago isn't going to quit. He's going to keep going.
To give up, 意思就是放弃了。I give up, 这可以用在放弃一件事情或是放弃一个人。例如 I give up on him.
So the first part of the story finishes by saying he, so that's Santiago, he is confident and believes one day soon his luck will turn around. We have a few things to look at here, starting with the word confident. C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T, confident. This is an adjective and it's our final word power word for the day.If you are confident, you believe in yourself. You think you have skills and abilities, and you think you're going to be successful. You think things will turn out all right because you can do whatever you need to do. We can say, for example, Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job. Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job.
Confident 就是自信的、有信心的，后面可以加上 of 或者是 that。这里分别用呢这两个用法举两个例子。He is quite confident that he will pass the examination. 他很有信心会通过这个考试。还有 ，They are confident of success. 他们有信心能够成功。课文例句说 ，Lisa 在面试前呢感到很有信心，她肯定呢可以得到这份工作。那么今天文章最后一句说，这个 San Diego 他充满信心，并且相信未来不久的一天，他的运气会好转。
Yeah, one thing Santiago is confident about is his luck. Your luck is kind of like a force that affects your life for good or bad. You can't control your luck.It's things that just happen no matter what you do.
刚刚我们讲过 unlucky, 不幸的。这里我们来看一下这个字的名词 luck, 就是运气。很常听到个片语 good luck, 祝你好运。And Santiago thinks his luck will turn around. He thinks that he will become lucky one day.
Exactly. If your luck turns around, that means it stops being bad and starts being good.We could use it the other way as well, your good luck turns bad, but with turnaround, it's probably more common from going bad to good.、
那大家学过 turnaround 的意思是转身，在文章这句的意思特别指的是运气的好转。当然，转好或是转坏都可以用 turnaround 这个片语。
Now that brings us to the end of the first day of our article. We've kind of met our characters, we've got their situation. Nothing's really happened yet, but we know who we're talking about. We'll carry on with the story tomorrow. First, let's go to our magic box, and then we'll be back for our review time activity.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello, 大家好，我是 Isaac。最近因为工作很忙的关系，都没有时间呢去健身房好好的运动。每天下班后回到家，都直接躺在床上，直接睡到隔天早上的那种。不知不觉呢，也胖了5公斤。真的是要开始减肥了。I should start to lose weight and do more exercise. 为了夏天的到来，我想我还是得要勤劳的上健身房吧。好啦，那在刚刚那句的例句当中呢，我使用到今天要教大家的文法重点 should 的用法。那 should 是一个助动词，意思是应该。那这个助动词呢，跟我们之前所学的助动词 do 或者是 does 有些许不一样哦。should 不用随主词的单复数去做变化，所以不管你今天的主词是单数、复数或者是第一、二、三人称，一律都是用助动词 should 哦。那大家记得助动词后面动词要加上什么样的动词？没错，就是原形动词。所以在我刚刚那个例句当中呢 ，I should start to lose weight and do more exercise. Should 后面加上原形动词 start。那照问句的话呢，其实只要把助动词放到句首就可以咯。比如说 ，Shall I buy a cup of coffee before I go to work？ 我上班前应该要买一杯咖啡吗？如果是肯定简答的话呢，就是 Yes, you should。那如果不是的话呢，就是 No, you shouldn't。肯定想答的话呢，就是 Yes, You should buy a cup of coffee before you go to work. 那否定想当然则是 No, you shouldn't buy a cup of coffee before you go to work. 是不是很简单呢？好啦，那换你们来试试看咯。假如我要说我不应该熬夜打电动，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？
The answer is, I shouldn't stay up late to play computer games. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到咯!
So in our wrap-up activity today, we're going to look at irregular verbs. One of our word power today was catch, and of course the form is catch, caught, caught. So Kathy and I are going to test each other by seeing if we can get all three forms of some irregular verbs. For example, if I say write...
Wrote, written.
Excellent. Okay. Challenge me.
Okay. Give.
Give, gave, given. Okay. Eat.
Eat, ate, eaten.
Great. Your turn.
Okay. Bring.
Bring. Oh, bring's a difficult one because you've got to make sure you don't confuse it with buy because bring is bring, brought, brought, buy, bought, bought.
Yes.
It's that R. It's a tricky one.
Yes.
Okay. How about come?
Come.Came and come.
That's right. It's one where you kind of go back to the original, like run, ran, run. Your turn.
Okay, make.
Make, made, made. Okay.
Yes.
How about read?
Read, read, read.
Yeah, another tricky one because they're all spelled the same. Okay, your turn.
Okay, see.
See, saw.Seen.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, that is a whole bunch of irregular verbs. Remember, you guys, you need to learn these forms. You need to, there's not always a good way to remember them, except learn, practice, keep getting them. You need those verbs to do perfect tenses, passive voices, and all the rest. Thanks for watching. Join us again tomorrow for the next part of our story. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Old Man and the Sea.Warm-up question. Do you know any stories about the sea? What are they?
Santiago is an old fisherman. In the last 84 days, though, he didn't catch a single fish. His partner is Manolin, a young boy. Santiago is teaching Manolin about fishing.Manolin's parents don't approve of their relationship.
Santiago is too unlucky,
they say.
You should find a better master to learn from.
Manolin doesn't care, though. He helps Santiago because he likes the old man and feels bad for him. They eat together and talk about baseball. Santiago feels down, but he won't give up. He is confident.And believes one day soon his luck will turn around.
Word power!
Catch. 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 Caught. Caught. Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish.Every morning, the fishermen go out in their boats to catch fish. Master, master. Magnus is a master at the game of chess. He almost never loses. Magnus is a master at the game of chess. He almost never loses. Care, care.Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time. Steve cares a lot about animals and tries to help them all the time. Confident. Confident. Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job.Lisa felt confident before the interview. She was sure to get the job.
认识字汇
Approve of something or somebody. Relationship. Unlucky. Luck.